Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In today's decision, Justice Anthony Kennedy quotes in part the 2003 Goodrich decision from the Massachusetts High Court. That ruling made the state the first in the country to legalize same-sex marriage. WBUR's Bob Oakes spoke earlier today with the author of that decision, former Chief Justice Margaret Marshall.
Justice Marshall, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Oakes.
You know, a moment ago, just before we began to roll the tape, so to speak, you said it was a very exciting day. Explain why, from your point of view.
For me, it reaffirms the power of our constitutional democracy. And this is one of those occasions where the great power of the Massachusetts Constitution, which begins with those wonderful words, "All people are born free and equal," has been reaffirmed nationally. It is precisely the way our constitutional democracy was designed to work and does work. Of course, for me personally, in the wake of the Goodrich decision, I have seen on so many occasions and been approached hundreds of times with people expressing their joy, not only same-sex couples, but their parents and siblings. And so I have learnt, really in the wake of Goodrich, about how important this is to that group of people. And so to see this affirmed in Justice Kennedy's sweeping language is having a profound impact on me.
In fact, in writing for the court, the justice quoted your state Supreme Court ruling from a few years ago in saying that marriage fulfills yearnings for security, safe haven, and connection that express our common humanity. Civil marriage is an esteemed institution, and the decision whether and whom to marry is among life's momentous acts of self-definition. The justices here in this case seem to be saying, just as you found, that marriage is a fundamental right.
I think it is. And I think if you look at Justice Kennedy's opinion in this decision today, he's essentially saying precisely that. And I think it is not accidental that the quotation from Goodrich that you just read apparently is now repeated in hundreds of marriages around the country and beyond, in same-sex marriages and heterosexual marriages, because it seems to capture something beautiful, the essence of marriage.
Societally, let me pose a question to you that the New York Times posed to you a couple of months back. Did you ever imagine that the nation's attitudes toward same-sex marriage would change so fast?
You know, I get asked that question often, and my answer is the following. It depends on where you see it. The first cases were filed, you know, 50 years ago. So if you were a same-sex couple wanting to marry, wanting to declare your love publicly in the 1950s, it's been a long time coming. To my grandchildren, who are now in their 20s, they can't understand why there's any issue about it. On the other hand, I'm not naive compared to some of the other great movements of human equality. In the United States, this one has moved at a steady forward pace, despite some bumps, and I think that what we are seeing is that the United States, in some sense, is leading the way here in other countries that are similar to ours.
After reading the decision, do you think this ends the legal debate or not?
Oh, it has to. It does. It may not end the legal debate. That is to say, there will be plenty of people who criticize the decision. But the court has ruled that this is the law of the land.
That's Margaret Marshall, former Chief Justice of the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. She spoke earlier today with WBUR's Bob Oakes about the Supreme Court's decision today legalizing same-sex marriage in all 50 states.